let me tell you a quick story, okay? There's a couple. They're engaged. He is an expert problem solver. Incredible problem solver. She doesn't like her job. Blah, 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 blah. And this happened and that happened. And then he asks her these questions. And what she says is, he interrogates me. He's always interrogating me. So he's asking the questions to try to figure out the problem is so that he can solve it for her, because she's suffering at her work, and that's the last thing he wants. And what she says is, he always interrogates me. I don't feel safe. He's interrogating me. Well, one night, he had worked really hard all day. Then he'd gone and had a really intense workout, and then they met for dinner. And he was exhausted. And he told me, he goes, I was so tired, I just couldn't say anything. So she was talking, and I just sat there and listened and ate my dinner. He said, all the way home, she kept saying how wonderful dinner was. And then the next day, I got an email. Honey, you were amazing last night. Thank you for how you listened to me. You were fabulous. He said, and then 3 days later, she was still saying how wonderful I was, and could we do that again? Go figure, right? Yes, please.
Hi. So so what is a guy to do when he hasn't worked himself into exhaustion and he's having he's having a single focus moment, driving to the restaurant or trying to get the waiter's attention to order or whatever, and there's talking, what do you do?
Well, you can, what you're likely to do is just do what you're intent upon, and the talking will just sound like Charlie Brown's teacher. That's what you're likely to do. Adam, if you happen to notice it, do you know, you're like, this is one of those moments.
Yeah.
Oh, this is one of those moments. We're having one of those moments. Oh, okay. So you could catch instinct, and if you wanted to, you could pause and you say, you know what? I'm really interested in what you have to say, and I'm very focused on getting us there. Could you just hang on to it till we're sitting down and we've ordered? I want to hear everything you have to say. She'll be like,
really?
Really? Right? If a man said that, really? You want to know what I'm saying? Wow. Because see, you actually being interested in what we have to say and saying, you know what, I'm really interested and I can't do it right now, we can relate to that. We can relate to that. And just that you said that, we're like, we get so excited, you know? Wow, when we talk, you're really going to listen. That hardly ever happens. Okay? So, you know, catch yourself. If you can catch yourself in the moment, that would be the thing to do. And you might, you know how things work, like you're likely to catch yourself for a while after it happened. Oh, that was one of those, right? But if you keep doing that and you don't beat yourself up for it, you know, like, oh, I shouldn't have done that, that won't work. If you're like, oh, that was one of those, good to notice. After a while, it'll be, this is one of those. Instead of after it was one of those, it'll be, oh, I'm right in the middle of one of those. You'll catch yourself earlier, okay? It just takes some work. So don't expect to be good at it right away. And if you happen to go out with a woman who's in this workshop, you have a chance that she's working on it too. Yeah, cool, huh? Yes, please, last one, and then I gotta tell you some more things.
Are you supposed to just drive down the street and not talk? No, I mean, you know, what if you're going for
okay, there's
an
a
hour
lot of different
in the car?
Well, an hour in the car is different. When you'll want to not talk is when he's getting on the road. Right, guys? I wait till I get on the road. So you wouldn't want to talk when he's getting on the road. So consider, like, until he's, like, on the freeway, you know, with 60 miles to go. You don't want to talk, for like, until that's, like, the first 5 minutes. He's got on the freeway. He's going down the road. You can always tell because they'll look at you. Because before that, they're just like this. You know, they're just making stuff happen. And then they'll get settled in and they'll be like, so are you looking forward to going to this place? They'll say something. They'll invite you. They'll be now available to connect. And that's your clue. Okay? And then expect that about 5 minutes or 10 minutes before you're going to arrive, he's now transitioning to being there. And now he's got to pull off the getting the last part of it part and get ready to interact with other people or other situations part. So like the last 5-10 minutes before he gets there, he's going to disconnect. But in between, yeah, you talk about all kinds of things. Okay. Except for don't have a conversation, you know, honey, there's something I really need from you. Don't have that conversation. And don't talk about your relationship. This is not, driving is not ever a good time to talk about our relationship. You're welcome.